Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Thursday, June 18th, 2026. Hope you're all doing well. We know the Yankees are doing well, and we're going to come into today's show with, at least on my end of things, I'm at a state of inner peace, chat. Now, we got a lot of baseball left to go, and there's so much more for this team to take care of. And you would think, by the way I'm talking, that we just clinched the American League East. To be honest with you, I'd be lying if I said, as far as I'm concerned, I think we can stop scoreboard watching the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll continue to, but I'm not worried about the American League East. Regular season-wise, there's very much one thing in my mind, and that is what we've talked about a lot on here, which is the one seed in all of baseball. There's no reason for them not to get the one seed in the American League. That's going to happen. And we're going to dive more into this perspective of things. But when I say state of inner peace, this isn't 2022. This isn't even 2024, which was a good team. We've talked about at length why there's not a comparison between this team and years previous. But, you know, normally I'd come on with a lot of hype and get all geared up, which I am quite geared up. But if you're not bought into this team, and if you're not fully aware of where this team is headed, we'll continue to enlighten you. And as always, there are things to discuss. There's issues with this team. There are things that aren't perfect. We know that. But it's the closest to perfect that I've experienced in the Judge era / Boone era / since my entire tenure as a Yankee fan, which started in 2011. This is the best team I've ever watched. This is the deepest team I've ever watched. And it's the most, I'm trying to think of a different word than secure, I felt as a Yankee fan. But I just, it's almost like time is on my side. If you don't see it, all I got to do is wait and then you will. This is our best chance this year, 2026. Now that's a great thing. That's awesome. But it also makes it all the more imperative to check all the boxes. A good trade deadline. Bullpen, we know. Talked about at length. We'll continue to. There's not much to discuss there. And by the way, the bullpen's been really good lately, but that doesn't change anything. We know it has to be upgraded at the deadline. Brian Cashman's well aware it has to be upgraded at the deadline. That's going to be taken care of. It has to be taken care of. The one seed has to be taken care of. We talk all the time how in the Aaron Boone era, they've never lost to a lower seed. Home field advantage is very important, particularly come the World Series, whoever we end up playing. Now, I don't want to, because it can come off as annoying. I'm not trying to be an obnoxious Yankee fan on here. And that's not what I'm doing. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I'm so confident in this team that it almost feels like I can see the future. And I know where we're going to be, and that is the World Series. There's no world, in my opinion, where we're not back in the World Series. Which, of course, getting to the World Series means nothing. The only thing to celebrate about getting there is that you have a chance to win it. And the 2024 team did have a chance to win it. Because by default, it's baseball. And with that same logic, trust me, I'm well aware. We are the best team in the American League. It doesn't mean if the Yankees are, for some reason, I don't foresee this happening, but lacking come the ALCS or ALDS and, you know, don't play good ball for some reason, anybody can beat you. You can lose to a lower seed. Same with if we're not as good as the Dodgers or the Braves, which I believe we are and we will be. A baseball series, you can lose. But it's about still winning the pennant, getting to the World Series, and then you evaluate it very much as a baseball series. But the Yankees, with everything that we're well aware of now, which we've talked about, the depth, the starting rotation, the fact that they're performing without Aaron Judge and all the guys that we're missing, we'll break all this down. But I had a really good sleep last night. Not too many hours. I was up late watching. I'm on a, go figure, another World War II kick, just watching so many movies on that. So I was actually up to like 3 a.m., but I'm not even hyped. I am at peace because I know what we're headed for, and that is our best chance to finally get 28. So hope you all are doing well. Happy Thursday. Obviously, a very big Thursday around here. I'm supposed to be going to the office after this. We'll see how that goes. Parade, Knicks parade, and it's already madness. But word up. Let's get into last night's win, though, because the Yankees did indeed yet again smoke the Chicago White Sox, which, again, I'm always trying to be nice to my fellow White Sox fans on here, because we had a lot of them tuning into the series preview, and they're very nice and kind. And I want to emphasize again, like, I think the White Sox very well will make the playoffs. This remains a team that White Sox fans should be very excited about. What was the preview going into the series, though? It was that offensively, while not as good as the Yankees, they are one of the better offenses, one of the better lineups in baseball. Pitching, though, there's certainly a gap, and that's showing in these first two games. The Yankees, yet again, put up a 10 spot. The long ball hits with runners in scoring position. Again, doesn't mean it's not perfect, but by the way, granted, I didn't get to watch the 1998 Yankees. You guys know that. I would have to imagine, and maybe not the 98 Yankees, but I would have to imagine there were some times where they would have a runner on third and, you know, they wouldn't get the job done. Like, that still will take place with this team. There will be times where this team will go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak, because that's baseball. And no matter what, when you understand the sport, that's not at all high and mighty. I really always want to emphasize, like, disagree with me, please. But it's like, at the very least, if you don't see it with this team and how good they are and how good they're going to be, we can argue back and forth, which I'm not sure there's going to be much arguing right now. Anyways, but if there were to be, and I'm talking about the, which are seemingly dissipating as games go on, the doomers and the gloomers, if you're set in your ways that this team is inevitably going to be bounced come season's end, I would gladly have a conversation about it and talk ball. Like, that's what this is all about. But in the end, I can just wait and let time take care of the argument because, again, we're in a really, really good spot. But anyways, nonetheless, exciting time. Last night contributed to it. Here's kind of how it went.
Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson will join us as Ballinger turns on that, lifts it high, and gone! Out to right! Cody Ballinger continues to smash lefties.
I don't even think the players realize.
Jazz gives it a ride. He's on the board now tonight. Goodbye! And the Yankees keep slugging. Hit in the air to center. Ballinger back, tracking it, and will make the catch just before the wall to end it. 10-5 the final as the Yankees have taken yet another series.
Yeah, we've been doing a tremendous job. You know, this lineup is very deep, and we've been showing it now. And you know, we can beat you in many different ways, and we're playing really well, and we just want to keep it rolling.
And that is absolutely true what Ballinger said at the end. They can beat you in many different ways. And the main separator between this team and years past, well, right now especially, is the depth. But when talking about excitement come the postseason, which we're a ways away from, I know, but the rotation separates all. And ultimately, our four-man staff come October, some variation of, let's just say it's Cole game one, so Cole, Fried, Cam, or Don. Even if you're a believer that inevitably there's ghosts that are haunting the Yankees, which mean come the postseason, they're not going to be able to hit. Which last year, the reason we got bounced is not because we weren't able to hit. Not that the offense was great, but the pitching, totally different spot. Years past, a lot of times, it's been the pitching. But even if, let's just say, that's going to take place again where you think the offense is going to struggle come October, well, we're in a much better position to win those games because of how great a rotation is going to be. The bullpen we know has to be upgraded. But lineup-wise, we talk about it all the time. You need everything. You need home runs, very important. You need two-strike approach, very important. You need lineup balance. You need guys that can get the job done with runners in scoring position. You need professional hitters. You need all of that 1 through 9. You take anything out, and that also includes defense as well. The Yankees have all of it. Pitching, defense, all those things offensively we just mentioned. You can't take home runs out. Yankees are still hitting home runs. And that's a tale as old as time. Bronx Bombers. Last night's win has them now 3.5 games above the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League East. We talked about them a lot. They're going to come back down to earth. They're almost coming back down to earth a little bit too quick for my liking, to be honest, because I want to keep scoreboard watching. I do. And part of this is, yes, I guess, the slight punkness in me that does still remain of being a little bit cocky in regards to saying, maybe I won't even watch the Rays anymore. Ideally, I mean, I want them to turn it back up a little bit because I like there being an AL East battle. I like competition. It's fun. But with that said, there is a competition to pay attention to, and that is the one seed. The Yankees now, today, are one game back of the Dodgers with the top record in all baseball. Yankees are 45-27. Dodgers are 48-27. Braves are 46-27. Somebody in my, when I tweeted about it last night, mentioned the Braves are in a little bit of a June swoon. But that's baseball, that'll happen. The Braves are really good. The Dodgers are really good. And record does not mean the Yankees would be better, per se, because of that reason, than the Dodgers or the Braves. But we know how weak the American League is. The Yankees are good enough, and the circumstances with the AL and how thin it is make it very attainable to have the one seed. And with that, home field advantage throughout the entire playoffs, not only is that significant, important, it's, big word for me, imperative. That's what I'm paying attention to now, is the best record in baseball. 48-27 the Dodgers are, 46-27 the Braves are, 45-27 the Yankees are. One game back for the best record in baseball. Lot of season left to go, but this is now what we're paying attention to. Because the AL East, I mean, not from, and I told you so perspective, again, because who cares? It's not about that. It's about the Yankees winning. That's all I care about. But after the first loss against Tampa Bay, I posted on my Yanks app store. I said, screenshot this. Yanks will win the AL East by 5+ games. That may have been conservative. The AL East, I'm not worried about, especially with the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, the Blue Jays, at some point, I always figure we'll get back on track. They did win last night. And with that, they're 2 games under 500. And I'm not worried about them East-wise. But if I had to pick a playoff team right now, I'm in the AL East wildcard-wise, I might go with the Jays over the Rays. With that said, by this point last year, the Blue Jays had started to turn it around. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. I am very confident the Yankees will win the AL East. Very confident we'll have the one seed in the American League. We need to have the one seed in all of baseball. And that is very much attainable. So that's what we're going to be paying attention to going forward. We'll continue to scoreboard watch the Rays. We'll be live tonight, of course, for the series finale, Yankees-White Sox. And we'll have the Rays on. Maybe they're off today, actually. I don't know. But we'll keep playing that game. But the main story now is exactly this. The one seed in all of baseball. And with that, I really want to emphasize what the title says here. That whether doubt, past seasons, worried about the June swoon coming. If you're not bought in now to this team, it is time to get on board. And I say that in a very much friendly way, because also it could be a thing where there's been a lot going on. The Knicks, the World Cup. I can't imagine choosing to watch the World Cup over the Yankees, but hey, to each their own. That was rude. I take that back. A lot of people like soccer. More people think like soccer than baseball. I don't get it, but it's fine. I wish I liked soccer. That was a lie. I'm totally cool with where I'm at. Yankees are nothing. That's where I'm at. But you may have just been out of the loop. And as, you know, Knicks obviously wrapped up, won it all, parade today. World Cup, which apparently lasts for another month. Shout out to the World Cup. You may have just been out of the loop, and now as summertime comes, you're getting back in. Or you just weren't on board because you think this team isn't good. Whatever the reason may be, I highly encourage you to get on board, because this team, I don't want to say trust me, because I've said things like this to you guys before, but it comes from a totally different perspective. And like we always say, you make mistakes. What's important is that you learn from them. Yankees have done that. I know what a good team looks like, and I know what a Fugazi team looks like. Or a team that's good, but not as great as the record suggests. The record suggests we're great. We're better than great. We're, I think, one of the best teams, no doubt, in baseball. I think we're going to be the best team in baseball with the right trade deadline, everybody coming back. We're going to talk about Paul Goldschmidt, by the way, and Giancarlo Stanton, because some people are saying we don't need Giancarlo Stanton back. We do want Giancarlo Stanton back, and I'll give you an exact reason why in a little bit. But nonetheless, now is the time indeed to get on board. Because trust me, while, again, 4 or 5 game losing streak will happen, there'll be times where, because it's baseball, same with the Braves, again, well, they're struggling right now. Doesn't mean they're bad. No, that's just how the sport works. So that will come. And I say this well aware that times like that will come. And I'm sure there'll be some people in the comments after, yeah, like a third or fourth loss in a row, whenever that were to happen, and they'll be like, told you this team sucks. And I already know exactly how I'm going to handle it. I'm going to be like, okay. Because all I have to do is wait. Never been more confident in a Yankees team than this one right here. And again, I didn't get to watch 09, so that comparison for me doesn't involve the 2009 team. It's 2011 on. This is the best Yankee team that I ever watched. And by that, I don't just mean because we won 2 games in a row against the White Sox. It actually has nothing to do with that in the slightest. this team's already in a great spot, and they're only going to get better and better and better. And forget the American League. It actually kind of irks me a little bit to even mention it, because give me prime Astros. Give me last year's Blue Jays. Now, it'd be tougher. I'd be a little bit more stressed, and maybe I wouldn't be at such a place of inner peace about where we're headed. But ultimately, I know this team has their best shot no matter who we're playing, because they're really damn good and they're only going to get even better. It's a very, very exciting time to be a, you know, sports fan in general right now. I mean, we've really had, you know, it's been a good time, especially for those that are diehards, you know, on all level, whether it be the Knicks, Yanks, or even if, you know, you're on the casual side of things with the Yankees too. And like I said, maybe you're getting back in now or seeing like, oh, what are the Yankees up to? Yankees are up to some damn good baseball. Let's hear from Aaron Boone and we'll move on. I want to talk about Paul Goldschmidt, because there's a couple. I actually have a slight hot take about Paul Goldschmidt. I mentioned on the watch party last night. And this is like a hot take, so bear with me on this. This is the only time I'll ever go like, you know, modern WFAN. And I'm not doing a hot take to do a hot take. It's just truly a thought I have in my head. We'll get to that in a little bit, but I do want to hear from Aaron Boone. He had some good thoughts after last night's win.
Just everyone contributing. Bottom of the order's done some really good things. And then, you know, handful of balls out of the ballpark. You know, everyone's not going to be clicking at the same time like this, but you know, we've gone through a stretch here, you know, where we went on the road and then now home, where we're playing some really good clubs and putting points on the board. So it's a good thing, and it's kind of taking everyone, and everyone's, you know, playing a role and having a significant impact night in and night out.
He said points. Boone's an idiot. He doesn't know ball. I just wanted to play that because he's absolutely correct. The depth of the lineup, the fact that we're without Aaron Judge, we're now 9-4 since he went down, 7-2 since the official IL placement, which you guys know I like to use that as a line of demarcation, because it's very much a mindset thing. Like, oh, we're going to be without Judge for a while. We're going to go day by day, which that's exactly what we're doing on here. And we're live every single day. So something I also want to say is, you know, yesterday I did a rare, posted an Instagram clip of the Spencer Jones conversation that we had. And somebody's like, you know, you guys always do this, like you react too soon, like just let him play. It's like, first of all, just because Dan Rourke talks about it on his Yankees Avenue podcast, this is going to affect Spencer Jones' playing time. We're very much going to see it through, but like with everything. But also, when you're live every single day, like you talk about exactly what happened, and that's what I like to do. I like to see it through. I like to be in it every single day and talk about all these storylines. We'll talk about these storylines when the lineup isn't hitting, because that will come inevitably. But same with injuries, we're better suited to handle it this year. Same with offense goes cold, we're better suited to handle it this year because of the fact our rotation is so good. And on the flip, rotation, if we were to have a bad day here and there, which we got Ryan Weathers tonight, he's been our worst starter, especially as of late. Well, only as of late. He was really good until a few outings ago. He's going to way too many home runs. Let's see how he does tonight. But again, the Yankees are better suited to be able to handle a rough outing because the lineup on any given night, and not from a boom or bust type way, but many different ways to beat you type way, can overcome that. And I think that's really the story with this Yankees team, is their ability to overcome adversity is greater than ever, at least greater than any other team that I've watched, for many different reasons. We know about the issues that have to be addressed, and they will be addressed. And if they're not, I will not be speaking so calmly come that time. But the deadline is August 3rd. And for that reason, don't just shore up the bullpen to a degree. Don't just shore up the bullpen to where, all right, let's get a couple, all in. Lombard, which by the way, Lombard, he's all good. Test came back negative, a couple sprains, so he's all good. Good news there. Lombard, untouchable. LeGrande, untouchable. By the time the deadline hits, LeGrande will be up. By the time the playoffs come, Warren and Weathers will be in the bullpen. That'll help out a lot too. Don't leave this up to chance though. Go all in. This is the time for prospect hugging aside from LeGrande and Lombard to be put aside. Because again, baseball, by default, there's a lot of chance involved, but you can eliminate all other external chance by shoring up everything. And that still includes, despite a really good performance by Ali Sanchez last night, I appreciate it. It's been awesome. Doesn't change any of my plans. Ryan Jeffers, make sure you go out and get him. Bullpen, don't just do enough. Do it all. Check every box and then some. Because again, I'm not a believer in jinxes, but it does feel like the baseball gods are staring at me right now saying like, don't be too comfortable, Dan. Trust me, I'm not. We might make some phone calls after this chat, but you guys get my point. This team, I know this is it. Doesn't mean they'll win. Otherwise, heck, why would you even watch if you knew what's going to happen? And that's what I always say when people say they're bound to get eliminated. They're bound to same old thing. Well, then what's the point of watching, y'all? Like, if I knew I was going to die tonight, like, what's the point of, like, thinking about tomorrow or watching the game or turning it on? It's like, no, you don't know what's going to happen. And even with the way I'm talking now, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen because of this beautiful sport and how it works. All I know is it's the best shot that we've ever had. Very exciting stuff. Let's move on, though, to Paul Goldschmidt, because I have some takes about this. Obviously hit home run number 11 yesterday. Continues to, I don't even know what the word should be used or to use besides incredible, renaissance, unbelievable, whatever it may be. Paul Goldschmidt has been one of the best hitters in baseball. And at some point, you'd have to do the math on this to figure out if he would qualify. But this isn't like role player, you know, getting some run while Stan's out for a call. Stan has been out since mid-April. Paul Goldschmidt has been an everyday player doing this. And he has minimum of 180 plate appearances, the ninth highest WRC plus in all of baseball at 157. He's having an incredible year. I have some thoughts on this beyond just the obvious and that this is incredible. Let's hear last night, home run number 11 against the righty, three-run bomb to right field.
Goldschmidt hammers that.
All right, first thing on Giancarlo Stanton, I've seen some people say, and a lot of people will be like Stanton coming back, not only do not need him, but like, that's a problem. No, it absolutely is not. First things first, while he's exceeding what he did last year to start the season, and we don't know exactly what's led to this with Goldschmidt, but remember, the second half was not great. And there's an easy reason to understand possibly as to why, which is whether it be in-season deterioration of health, I think he had a little bit of a back issue last year, or just old age fatigue. Not guaranteed at all he'll continue this level of production. You would figure he won't. But last year wasn't even so much, oh, he wasn't as good as he initially was. It was, at least against righties, he was borderline abysmal, like unplayable. That still very much remains a possibility. And in that case, you will want Giancarlo Stanton. And also, going to the playoffs, you'll want to make sure you give goalies some rest. Give guys rest. Could be a situation where, you know, let's just say, you know, Ben Rice early in the year had a few games missed because of a hand injury. If that were to happen, all right, well, there's times where we're going to have both Goldschmidt and Stanton in the lineup. But also, too, the depth, the bench. Another reason why this team is in such a better spot than years previous is because of the options, the depth, the bench. Giancarlo Stanton, worst case, let's say he comes back, doesn't look great, which I don't anticipate to happen. But if Goldschmidt is doing his thing, and let's just say the playoffs were to start tomorrow, everybody's healthy. All right, well, worst case, you have Giancarlo Stanton and his bat available to pinch it off the bench. Which, I mean, listen. Take, for example, Ryan McMahon, which he's been very much straight. Like, when McMahon is up and you have a lefty, you pinch it Rosario. Word up. Or there could also be a situation where Rosario pinch hits for, say it's a day where Austin Wells is starting, or you have Jose Caballero up, and he's been really good, two-run single yesterday, whatever it may be. Like, there are still plenty of opportunities. This team is built around platoon, built around pinch hitting, lanes, righty-lefty lineups. Even having one at-bat of Giancarlo Stanton off the bench is huge. I mean, it almost kind of like sums up a big reason entirely why this team is so exciting. We're not reliant on one guy, we're not relying on one lineup, we're not relying on one way of winning or everybody clicking at once. Like right now they kind of are. That won't always be the case. We're not relying on everybody being healthy. Clearly, we do want Giancarlo Stanton back, and worst case it's, yo, you have Stanton off the bench in October, which that might be the move. I'm not saying it's not going to be the move. Like that very much is possible. And we want that. We want all of that. That's good. That is great. That is awesome. So Stan's going to be out for a while. I mean, it's probably not until, you know, obviously he had the setback to the calf injury. We're probably not looking at, I think Stan, in my opinion, I would say at least until the second half, we're not going to see him. But nonetheless, we know he's out for a bit. We know Judge is out for a bit. Lineup-wise, at least, this is the team that we're rolling with. In regular season, we're chilling. But come October, the grand product, the ultimate, what we're looking at here is, knock on wood, you know, everybody's healthy. That's what we want. That's what this team is built around, is the depth, the options, pinch hitting, bench. And they're such a unit. Now, I'm not going to get into any other details, but because Ryan Cohen out to dinner with Spencer Jones the other night, but I think he would allow me to say this. And they were talking about some things. Ryan Cohen grew up with Spencer Jones, by the way, but they were talking about some things. And one of the things that Spencer apparently mentioned to Cohen is that it's like unlike anything he ever experienced in the minor leagues, where up here in the big leagues, the Yankees, they're all such a unit. All that matters is winning. They're all like pulling for each other. It's all one big cohesive operation of winning. And the bench is very much a part of that. The depth, everything we already talked about, so now I feel like I'm kind of rambling a little bit. Anyways, I'm Paul Goldschmidt. Here's my little hot take, or something I'm just wondering. First things first, he's now at 383 home runs for his career. Whether it's this year or bring him back for next year, this man must hit his 400th in Yankee pinstripes. That's one thing. Two, let's say this year goes as I would like to think it goes, which is not set in stone, obviously, by any means. He wins a ring with the Yankees. What hat is he wearing into Cooperstown? I know. People will be like, Dan, he's a Diamondback. Well, I think more so the outcome here is it might be a blank cap. And this is very much a end of show conversation. This doesn't matter. But, you know, what he's doing right now, it almost feels similar to like pre-concussion Anthony Rizzo to a degree. But the difference with Rizzo, where I thought, you know, he would have a great final, like end of his career in pinstripes, and he was on his way there. Maybe if he would have won a ring, have a total of like 5 years in pinstripes, had the concussion not happened, be like, all right, forget Hall of Fame. Because he won the ring with the Cubs, like no matter what. Well, he's not going to Hall of Fame anyways. But in terms of like remembering, like, there's a world, I think, where Paul Goldschmidt, if he wins a ring with the Yankees, hits 400 with the Yankees, is remembered more as a Yankee than any team previous. Because remember, the D-backs, it's not like he left the D-backs before coming to us in 2025. He was a Cardinal for what, like 4 or 5 years? His MVP that he won was with the Cardinals. If Paul Goldschmidt goes into the Hall of Fame, I don't think it's a guarantee he's putting on a Diamondback hat. Certainly not a guarantee he would put on a Yankee hat. This may sound ridiculous, I know. I think there's a world where everything we just said, if he wins a ring with the Yankees, 400 home runs with the Yankees, it might lead to him putting a blank cap on going to Cooperstown. And if anything, you might remember Paul Goldschmidt as a Yankee, because what is happening right now, for those listening audio only later on, we're available on podcast, by the way. If you guys don't mind, if you could click like on the stream, it does help out a great deal. Subscribe, all that. We're live Monday through Friday, live tonight for the watch party. He's in 301 with a 928 OPS, 11 home runs. Again, with a minimum of 180 plate appearances, which at some point, Goldschmidt playing every day, he might qualify. But per 180 plate appearance minimum, Paul Goldschmidt now has the ninth highest WRC plus in baseball at 157. We know how great he's been. It's unreal. And it just continues to happen. And against right-handed pitching, I should have checked before this. I think his OPS has to be above 700 now against righties. But on the year, he's at a 928. We know how great he has been. And just some separate thoughts we get into there with the whole, I think there's a world where Paul Goldschmidt's remembered as a Yankee. If he hits 400th with us, his 400 homer, which for all we know, maybe that will be this year. Probably not, but if not, I want it to be with us. Bring him back next year. Wins a ring with the Yankees. People might remember him with us more than the D-backs and more than the Cardinals. Paul Goldschmidt, you have been incredible, and he's a big reason why, a huge reason why, maybe even the number one reason why, past like the obvious things we always talk about. But that is like a part of the obvious things we always talk about, the depth. Build to handle adversity. Everything we celebrate with this team, Paul Goldschmidt's at the forefront of that. And tonight, they'll go for the series sweep of the White Sox. It'll be right-hander Sean Burke, who's a 3-4, 4.15 ERA, versus Ryan Weathers, which, yes, I like Weathers a lot. And come the bullpen, when he does eventually transition there, I think he's going to be a great option. definitely has been struggling lately. Fastball's getting hit, giving up home runs. We'll see what he does against the White Sox tonight, which, again, White Sox still can't take them lightly. Their offense is good. We'll see how the Yankees do against Sean Burke. But, yeah, going for the sweep tonight. We'll be live for that. Things are good right now. And my main point with all this is, if you're not already, whether it's you just don't think they were good or it's going to be the same old outcome that we always have, or you've just been out of the loop because there's been so much going on. I get that. Whatever it may be, it's all good. I would start watching the 2026 Yankees and get on board now. That way you could say you were around for the whole, along for the whole ride. And that's what we're going to be, Chat, along for the whole ride. One day at a time, still. One day at a time. Because again, there will be times where you lose a few games in a row. There will be times where the offense does go cold. And you'll have those people coming out and saying like, oh, told you this team sucks. Like, all right, bro. All I'll have to do is wait. But yes, live tonight. Love you guys so much. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Happy Thursday. Doomy and gloomy outside. Doomy and gloomy. No, just gloomy. Not doomy. But gloomy. Love you guys to death. I'll see you next time. See you tonight for the watch party. Yankees White Sox series finale going for the sweep in the Bronx. And until then, have a great rest of your day and let's go Yanks.